He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the April 7th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the big question we want to answer today is, will this malaise in the NASDAQ and the U.S. small caps and the biotechs, et cetera, extend to the rest of the market? And that's the study that I did over the weekend in the newsletter. Spent a lot of hours on the newsletter. So let's discuss it here today. We've got right now the market off to a wobbly start, but it seems to be stabilizing now somewhat. We have the Dow down 43 points. The Dow is currently at 16,368. The S&P 500 is down by 4 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,861. The NASDAQ is actually fighting back right now. The NASDAQ's just down about 3 points. Of course, that's been the eye of the hurricane here recently. And again, the question is, will it spread to the rest of the market? That's what we're going to look at today. The NASDAQ is currently trading at 4,123. Gold, not liking Yellen at all, is it? Gold is at 1,299. I have no exposure whatsoever to the shiny metals, despite what all the TV commercials say that I should be doing. Crude oil is at $100.39. And, of course, that's been boosting the energy stocks here recently. The euro is backing off. It's at 1.37 against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield is now at 2.70%. Seen a little bit of a flight to safety there, but I still am a big, big bond bear. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had quite a year so far. We're now 1/4 of the way into the new year. Little over 1/4, aren't we? We had a great year last year. I don't need to remind you. Although maybe I should. It's always good to remember what a great year and what an outsized year that we had last year. We had a year that went way beyond the norms. We had an S&P that was up 29%. We had a Dow that was up 26%. We had a NASDAQ that was up 35% last year. And yet, while the U.S. markets were storming ahead, what were they leaving in their wake? China, Russia, Latin America, other emerging markets, and developed international markets. The U.S. markets outperformed foreign markets by a wide, wide margin in 2013. In addition to that, the action here in the United States was focused in a few areas. You know which areas they were. The pharmaceuticals. You can look at the ETF, PPH, which is a good proxy for the pharmaceutical sector. You can look at IBB, which is a good proxy for the biotech sector. You can also look at FDN, which is a good proxy for the internet sector. And lastly, you can look at an ETF with the symbol SOCL. Guess what that is? That's a new index. That's an index that we didn't have several years ago. I don't remember the term social media, maybe 5 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, it's big enough to have its own index. Now, you know you've really arrived when you get your own index. But sometimes when you get your own index, it spells the end. I remember the nanotechnology index back in 2000 or 2001, as the whole world was going to go to nanotechnology. Whatever became of that tidy little index? Well, it got stomped in ensuing years, and I doubt that it's even around anymore. But I do believe that social media is here to stay. But here's the rub, okay? Here's the carnage. Not carnage. Here's the damage so far to these high flyers from 2013. So far, the biotech index, IBB, an index that I started backing out of 5-6 weeks ago, sold many stocks right at the top, got caught in a couple. IBB is now down 17% from its late February high. FDN, which is the internet index, is now down 12% from its early March high. No longer are stocks like Yahoo and Google and other high-flying internet stocks, Amazon.com. Have you looked at a chart of Amazon.com? You say, that's an internet stock? It certainly is. They don't have any of those bricks and mortars that I know of, except in the warehouses where they're sending out everything that's ordered on the internet. The social media index, you know the stocks, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Facebook, stocks that I owned, stocks that were leading the way in 2013. Well, that index is now set down 17.7% since the beginning of the year. The question is why? These sectors of the market were flying high in 2013. Why wouldn't they continue to lead the market in 2014? And the answer is simple. And I'll give you the same answer that I've been stating all along, that no trend lasts forever. Markets are cyclical. Just like the Bible says, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Well, we have seen a complete rotation that I've been telegraphing, that I've been watching, that I've been showing you each week in my newsletter, out of the leadership sectors of the market and into the sectors that lagged. We'll get more specific here as we progress through the show. In addition to this, those emerging markets, those international markets that were left behind in 2013, I mean left behind in the dust, are now assuming leadership. Now, what caused this change all of a sudden? And it happened a little more suddenly than I expected it to. It began with a very orderly process of rotation out of a leading sector into lagging sectors. And it looked just fine to me as I was orderly rotating out of the ones that brought me to the dance in 2013 and allowed us to rack up some big gains in 2013. I was orderly backing out of these sectors when all of a sudden the two catalysts hit, and by now you should know what those two catalysts were. The first catalyst was a congressman from California who all of a sudden took on a leading biotech stock, probably the most powerful biotech stock in the world right now, a biotech stock headquartered in Foster City, California, by the name of Gilead Sciences, which has a new drug for hepatitis C. It's 95% effective. The treatment cost $40,000. But when you compare that with a new liver, who knows how many new livers are floating around there on the black market or the white or whatever. Those things are $400,000. But Waxman took them on, and he's questioning the cost of new drugs being developed by these laboratories all across America. And I would say to Mr. Waxman, what's the last a blockbuster drug developed in Russia or in Cuba or in Venezuela? Just something to think about. But that was the first catalyst that caused the leading sector in the market to begin to reel. So far, the damage is 17.7%. And then shortly thereafter, our new Fed chair, whether it was a Freudian slip or whether it was a goof, she finally put a timetable on the horizon out there that we didn't want to admit was there, but now it's there at some point in time. Not only will the Fed continue to back down from their bond purchase program, they're going to start hiking interest rates. And boy, the market didn't want to hear that. Now here we are. The rotation went from a nice, orderly rotation into spin mode, just like a washing machine. And now it's starting to settle. Where has it settled? Where are the new leaders? Where are the laggards? Or will this spin mode spread to the rest of the market? I'm going to address that here in a moment. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, where we take a look at the big question. Will the fall in the leadership of the market from 2013 spread to and infect the rest of the market? You know, the worst words that you can hear as a fisherman, who out there has been, or even going on a vacation and the weather as it relates to the weather, or if you're a surfer and it relates to the surf, you know what the worst words you can hear are? You should have been here last week. Oh, I hate to hear that. It's always last week. Why wasn't I here last week? Yeah, I missed the run of tuna right 1 mile off of the beach, you know. This week, they're gone. It's totally different conditions. Or the surfer who says, yeah, I missed the 7 to 8 foot perfect form breakers. Instead, I'm hearing it's all blown out this week, winds of 30 miles per hour. Or you get to that vacation destination and it rains the whole time. I've had that happen. You should have been here last week, they say. Well, it's no different in the market. You should have been here last year. And I tell that to people that have found me recently or have joined the show recently or have subscribed to the newsletter recently. I tell them, they say, gee, this first 3 months hasn't been very good in the market. I don't say you should have been here last year, but I do tell them that things are changing. No 2 years are alike in the market. But here's the key to it all. The unwise fisherman, the unwise investor, continues to do what worked last year. The wise investor, the wise fisherman, moves on and hunts, gets the binoculars out, talks to other fishermen, talks to the locals, talks to the local surfers, and tries to find another beach where the waves are perfect or another area of the ocean where the fish are biting. Now, here's the problem. How many times have I heard the following excuses? Well, the drug stocks will come roaring back any day now. They were the leaders last year. They're still the best place to be invested in this market environment. They're going to come roaring back. That's excuse number one, okay? I'm looking at a chart of Jazz Pharmaceutical in front of me, which I sold at or near the top. And I'm looking at that chart right now, that one-year chart that I published in my newsletter over the weekend, and I'm saying that is not a chart that's going to come roaring back anytime soon. I next look at Facebook, which is a great proxy for that social media sector. I look at that chart. I've watched the tweets over the stock twits line or over the Twitter line of people saying the great social media stocks will hold up fine while the imposters will continue to fail. And as I look at probably the greatest social media stock of all, Facebook, I don't see a chart at all that says it's going to come roaring back anytime soon. Now, here's the worst excuse of all. I was there in 1999 and the year 2000 when the dot-com stocks peaked in March of 2000, and then they absolutely got pummeled. When it was all over, the NASDAQ was down 79.6% from the high. And you know what I heard? Over and over and over again, I bought this stock for the long term. So does that mean you're going to ride it from $225 per share clear down to $3? In the long term, the expression is, we're all dead in the long term. There is no long term in the market anymore. High-frequency trading is trading within nanoseconds. Day traders are looking to skin a 16th here and an 8th here, there. Fundamentals eventually get outsized and beyond the norm, P.E. ratios. I had somebody send me a tweet this morning of the current P.E. ratio of the small cap index in the United States versus other markets around the world. Don't sit there and tell me I'm in it for the long term. I'm telling you, that's the worst excuse of all. Instead, and this is hard for most people, including myself, you have to admit when you're wrong, and you have to move on. You can argue with the market all you want. You can argue with sectors all you want. You can argue with individual stocks all you want. But you know who's going to almost always win that argument? You've probably learned by now. You're going to lose those arguments. No, they're not coming back anytime soon. The market has shifted to new areas. No, it's not wise to stay in it for the long term. You know what? You sell a loser, you move on, you replace it with something that's going in the right direction, and you'll forget all about that loser in a couple of weeks. Because you know what is really painful? One of the most painful experiences is in the market is you could say to yourself, I could have sold it here. I could have sold it there. I could have sold it here. And now it's way down here. Now, here's the next big question. Is this going to spread and infect the rest of the market? The sell-off in the leaders that produced outsized gains in 2013. In my opinion, after analyzing the market over the last several days, looking at hundreds of charts, my answer to you right now is no. This is a rotation. It was a vicious rotation. It was a rotation out of high PE, overcooked, overdone stocks into low PE, undercooked, and underappreciated stocks. And it continues to be a rotation out of an oversized return in the U.S. markets to undersized returns to overseas markets. Now, why do I say that? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let me present my case. The S&P 500 is only off 1.1% from the all-time high that it hit last Wednesday. Is that a sign of big trouble ahead in the overall markets? Oh, I know. The biotechs are down 17.7%. The social media stocks are down 17.2%. But let me repeat. The S&P 500 is only down 1.1%, not counting today, maybe it's 1.5 now, from its all-time high that it set on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which tend to be lower PE stocks, hit a new all-time high just 2 days ago. That, to me, is not a market that's in trouble. It's leading sectors that are in trouble. And where is that money going? More on this when we come back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just review what we're talking about here today. This is not 2013. This is 2014. This is a completely different market than what we had in 2013. The leaders are no longer the leaders. The ones that carried us to big returns in 2013 are the ones that are under fire right now. And this began late February and early March, and it was sped up considerably by a couple of catalysts, one in the name of Henry Waxman. You know what? Look, he doesn't get 100% of the blame. Those stocks, that sector was looking for a reason for some profit-taking anyways, and now it's off 17.2% from its high. The social media stocks were probably hit by by Ms. Yellen's comments that we're going to start hiking interest rates. What does that do? It contracts multiples in the market. And which stocks are the most vulnerable? High PE, high multiple stocks. If you don't believe me, look at a chart of Amazon, AMZN. Look at that chart. That's not a pretty picture. Look at that PE, 550. That's not pretty either. The high PE stocks are the most vulnerable when multiples contract. And where does the money go when multiples contract? It goes to low PE stocks. Value investing is actually quite a bit of fun. I really like value investing, believe it or not. I've always had an eye for value. I like to find bargains. And even when I was shopping and doing well in that high PE area of the market, biotechs, social media, they still had to make sense to me from a valuation point of view. And yes, I had to stretch my multiples a little bit beyond what I'm comfortable with. But then again, we had an accommodative Fed. And when you have an accommodative Fed, when you have artificial stimulus, when you have steroids, when you have human growth hormones, when you have PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs supplied by the Fed in the market, it's going to juice the market. And it's going to juice the high end of the market. And that's what happened, and that's what's been happening. But now guess what? The PEDs have been discovered, and they're leaving the market. That the bond buying program is being cut back. We're going from heroin to morphine to clean, I guess you could say. That's what's happening in the market. In addition to that, once we're clean, then we're going to have to get out and start running laps because interest rates are headed higher. Yellen sounded the flag, the warning, the trumpet. Whether she meant to or not, it sent a shiver through the high PE area of the market. And we just talked about all the excuses that you can sit there and make and fight it. You can fight it all you want. I'm looking at the charts of these areas of the market, and I don't think they're going to resume leadership. It may be years before they resume leadership, and it's up to you to whether or not you want to stick by the old winners or if you want to move on to where the fish have moved, to where the money is now flowing into the market. And one big major theme that I just explained right now, despite these leadership areas of the market being down 17%, the S&P is down only 1.1%. What's that tell you? The money is not leaving the market. It's leaving the leadership areas of the market, and it's chasing other areas. The Dow just hit a new all-time high 2 days ago. Well, the biotechs, the social media, the tech pharmaceutical stocks, they hit a new high 6 weeks ago. The question is, will they lead the market lower? Well, it depends on which market you're looking at. The NASDAQ, I believe the NASDAQ has more pain to come. I can see the NASDAQ getting clear down to the 4,000 area before it finally starts to stabilize. But if the S&P 500 has not even budged, and if the Dow has not even budged, and if we look at that five-year chart of the bull market and see that it is still well intact, where's the money going? It's going from one area of the market to another area of the market. It's just like your bank account. Your bank account may be staying the same while you shift money from your checking account to your savings account or from your savings account from your checking account. The question is, where is the money going? That's leaving the drug stocks, for instance. Well, I showed two charts side by side in my newsletter over the weekend. One was of the drug stocks pointing down, not looking like there's a bottom anywhere near there in sight. And the other one is the energy stocks, IEO. Take a look at that chart. That's a proxy. That's an exchange-traded fund for the Dow Jones U.S. Oil and Gas Exploration and Production. The guys that are out there finding oil for you to keep the energy supply in sync with the demands of the world and to keep the economies of the world going. The energy stocks are rising while the drug stocks are falling. And while the money is flowing out of U.S. emerging drug stocks, hey, it's great that all of these companies out there, these biotechs, are finding brand new drugs. In fact, I see two more today. I see in this capitalistic society of ours, I see hope for breast cancer patients. I see a new drug coming out from Pfizer. Well, it's in its second phase trials, and it's extending the lives of people that have are in the advanced stages of breast cancer. And I saw another drug, I believe it was from Glaxo, one of the big drug companies, that also is a very promising breast cancer drug. I would say leave the drug companies alone to innovate and to produce and to create and to invent. But the money is leaving those sectors of the market, leaving the emerging drug stocks, and flowing into the emerging markets, which have been left behind. You know what? When one market's up 29% one year and another one's down 12%, where has the value been created? The one market got expensive during that 12-month period of time, and the other one got cheaper during that 12-month period of time. And now you've got a movement. You've got a movement underway. What was Arlo Guthrie's song, Alice's Restaurant? He says, if you get more than two people, you get three people, it becomes a movement. And you've got a movement, all right. It's a movement going from the richer, the higher priced, the higher PE U.S. stocks, not the value stocks in the U.S., but that high growth area of the U.S., and it's going to the lower PE frontier stocks, emerging market stocks, developed international markets. That's where it's going. In fact, look at the action in the market again last week. While the NASDAQ was down last week almost 1%, we had Latin America up 3%. Okay, and as we look at the scoreboard year to date now, we now have Latin America positive for the year. It was getting clobbered last year. We now have the emerging market index almost positive for the year, while the NASDAQ continues to sink. We now have the emerging market small cap index, DGS, now up 2% for the year, while the NASDAQ is negative. The baton has been handed off from a tired runner who's been carrying the entire market on its back for the last 15 months. The baton is being handed off to fresh legs, invigorated, energetic, new leaders that were left behind, that have been resting for the last 15 months, ready to pick up the baton. If I were to just say two words here, value growth. Value growth. The money is going from growth, high PE, to value, low PE. Will this last? I believe it will. I believe that we're now have advanced into the next stage of the economic recovery. The economic recovery that has been juiced by steroids and stimulus, and now it's able to stand on its own two feet, hopefully, without the bond buying program. And at some point in time, the Fed will start hiking rates back to a more normal rate. We're entering into a new phase of the recovery, a phase of the recovery that favors value stocks, stocks that were left behind during the go-go phase. We'll get even more specific when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now comes the most important part of the entire show. And, of course, everything that I'm talking about here today was wrapped up and encapsulated in the newsletter that I wrote over the last weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can see this exact set of facts that I'm going through right now, all of these charts, all of these rankings that have turned upside down, all of the makeovers that I've done in my model portfolios, especially important for those of you who have 401ks, because the market has changed. And what you did last year and what worked for you last year is not working, and it's not going to work for you this year. Here's a very important part of the app, okay? I always begin every day by looking at the app where the asset classes are, okay? Those are my choices: gold, bonds, stocks, cash, whatever, all the various asset classes that I have to choose from. This is still a world, a global environment that favors equities. I do not like the rising interest rate environment that we are in for stocks. But now, there are stocks all over the world. Don't get narrow-minded. If you're driving, you know, to your job up there in the Bay Area, listening on KDOW in the Silicon Valley, there's a whole global world out there outside of the Silicon Valley. Let's look at the current rankings of the indexes around the world. Number one, European small cap stocks. That's an exchange traded fund, symbol DGS. Number two, the Wisdom Tree emerging market small cap stocks. That's DGS. Far, far away from Seattle and Atlanta and Honolulu and the Bay Area. Number three, Australia, down under, mate. That's the third best index in the world. Where's the U.S.? Number four, Vietnam. Number five, Spain. Number six, Brazil. Number seven, Latin America. Number eight, Italy. We get clear down to number nine until we hit a U.S.-based leading index. And that's the U.S. Mid-Cap Dividend Index. That's a value index. Then we hit India. And then finally we start getting into the S&P Low Volatility, another word for low PE index. You see where the leading indexes are in the world? Last year at this time, the United States of America small and mid-cap growth, little micro-cap, were the only indexes in the world worth investing in. They were the only asset classes in the world worth investing in. Look at how everything has changed. How important is that to know for you 401k investors, for you Roth IRA investors? Take a look at my ETF model portfolios and where they came in at over the weekend and the changes that I've made there. I didn't own anything international or emerging market last year. I was focused in the United States of America. Guess what? The stimulus that's been propelling our markets and leaving the other markets in their wake is disappearing. And now other countries are starting to apply stimulus into their markets. That's going to give them an advantage over the bloated U.S. markets. And even more striking to me is the complete turning of the sector rankings. Last year at this time, it was easy. And for the last 15 months, it was easy. Biotech, pharmaceuticals, internet, those were the sectors. Social media, those were the sectors leading the market. They're gone from the leadership board. They've dropped way back into the pack. The new leaders, number one, oil exploration and production, IEO, the sector I talked about a few moments ago. Number two, the energy sector in general, which takes into account the frackers, the guys that provide all of the machinery and the equipment, the guys that provide the rigs offshore and the transportation to and from those rigs. These are the leading sectors in the market. Next comes the regional banks. Why regional banks? Low P.E. ratios. And they benefit from Fed hikes. Gives them a little more room to operate within. The utility index comes next. Again, low P.E. The infrastructure index next up. And then transportations. Again, low P.E. Look at P.E. ratios on airlines, railroads. Now, if this isn't telling information for you when it comes to being the architect of a portfolio, you can continue doing what you did last year and fighting the tape and arguing with it all you want. This market started changing actually on January 3rd when I put up the yellow flag. I knew something was different, was going to be different about this year than last year. And now we're finally settling in, and we're getting new trends that are emerging. We had a sudden orderly, well, we had a very orderly rotation going on. Couple catalysts come along, put it into spin mode, and this is where we're landing right now. You need to learn about value investing. You need to learn about international investing. You need to learn about dividend investing, emerging market. And in my aggressive growth accounts, I move into other areas. I don't stay planted in small cap biotech stocks in America. We're moving on. We're in transition, and we've been in transition for several months. Now, you say to Gunderson, do you have a green flag flying now on the markets like you said you would? Here's a little twist this week. I have a green flag on the low P.E. foreign and domestic parts of the market. I have a red flag, don't even go near the waters, in the high P.E. leadership stocks of 2014. To get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. To investigate using me as your money manager, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. 611 best. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.